I don't know.
Can you feel it? I'm feeling the Jackson 5 today, man. Some of their videos were fun to watch from the old days. Got it all down. Michael could dance like no other human being that I've ever seen, though. And I shouldn't wait any longer. We should go to the phone because Andy's been waiting. What's up, Andy?
Well, you are so right. Michael Jackson, I don't know. He was an out-of-state dancer, and why he screwed himself up, I'll never know. But he was the ultimate performer. That's too bad.
I'd say mental health issues probably. You know, something. There was no reason to go from having the fun he was having as a kid. There's more to the story than any of us will ever know. Go ahead.
Exactly. But anyway, I was going to say, I know you love the challenge of Facebook. You like to spar with these people and when they comment or call you a dickhead or whatever the heck it is. And you just say, come on, bring it on. You know, you just like to jam in there. But I don't know. It would drive me nuts. I don't know. You're younger and a lot tougher than I am. And so I would, but, you know, you're out there in the trenches and you're fighting to get these people wised up about what's going on. But I don't know. As far as Hillary goes, I was sitting down at Box Bar that night. And I, unlike you, knew she was probably going to be.
People were mad at me. They left because I was like, we're going down. Wisconsin lost.
Exactly. And so anyway, all of a sudden, all the people with their MSNBCs on the screen and their laptops and, oh, man, what's going on? You know, I think by 9:30 or 10, you could tell it was over. You know, it's a night I'll never forget. But I don't know.
Nobody was more surprised than Trump and his entire family, who came out to an empty place on a stage because they had no idea they were going to win.
Right. He had no clue. He never planned on winning.
I should have ran. I could have maybe won.
I think you probably would have. It's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. You know, we couldn't get Bernie. The establishment.
No.
You know, I'm not going to let anybody off on it because they haven't come far enough left since then. They keep going back to that same routine of blaming those people because, you know, not everybody wants that. No, but the majority of people do. It's just the same people that you want to vote for you all the time, yet you're not willing to go far enough to help them. And they're not stupid, okay? They might be going, you know, I might not be that smart, but I know I'm not that stupid. Okay, and that's where I am. I'm with that kind of crowd because it is an insult.
Well, and Bernie has been tooting the same tune for years. He's been ever since he got into politics.
Tried decades, man, like 60 years, whatever.
Right. I voted for him too, and I thought, you know, this guy, you know, he's quite a guy, you know, and, you know, after putting up with Reagan for 40 years or whatever it was, you know, it's time for the common person to get some level of representation. And
not going to happen. I mean, there's a few people that have come from the depths of the bowels of America, right? This great country, to become legislators, right? But there's not enough representation of poverty. How many people in D.C. are living in poverty or even give a damn about it? Because there's some.
Right.
They're all Democrats. Yeah. They're all progressives. Ain't no moderates on board with that, Joe Manchin. Carving poor white people too, man. You know, that's what I don't get about white people. You when you know somebody's doing you, and you just let them do it.
West Virginia is one of the poorest states in the union, and this dude somehow got to be a senator. I think he just,
nice yacht. Well, he was a football player. See, you know, those jocks are the best. Yeah, everybody knows that. They're the smart ones. The jocks are the smart ones, man.
Herschel Walker.
Like Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. He'll be a pom-pom girl by the end of the year. And thanks, brother. I appreciate it. I mean, we're not done with Facebook, but I see we got Mark from the SAC. We'll go to you now. What's happening?
Boy, I just figured I'd chime in a little bit. It's time to get rid of Reaganomics, because even David Stockman, the guy who invented some of the crap that Reagan espoused, he said it doesn't work.
Well, hey, Mark, you'd think at this time people would understand what the trickle-down really meant, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and they just don't. I mean, these people are fools because they think, well, someday I'll be a billionaire, I'll be a millionaire, and I don't want to pay all these taxes. That the best economies we have had is when the top tax rates was way the hell up there. I don't know where the cutoff point should be where the taxes go up like that, but certainly these people that are making over $1 million a year, they're kicking more for the economy, and these billionaires, they find ways of where they don't pay for anything. I mean, their company pays for all of it. You know, they never spend their own money. I mean, it's like, you know, stories I used to hear about Barry Alvarez. He'd go strutting into restaurants, and they'd all comp him his meals because he was Barry Alvarez. Well, hogwash. I mean, these guys should be paying, you know, just like every other, you know, person needs to pay, and these guys do not want to pay for the society that provided them with their wealth. I hear Rick Scott is making a run for president. Rick Scott, the biggest Medicare fraud, one of the biggest Medicare fraudsters in history, we pled the fifth to, you know, so you wouldn't have to, you know, give the answers. And he paid the fine. Well, excuse me, you plead the fifth, but you pay the fine, which indicates to me that you are guilty of something. When you had to pay those fines, as opposed to what else may have happened to you. So I mean that why it does not disqualify these people when they are thieves. They complain about all that, you know, that some petty shoplifter gets a big heavy, you know, may go to jail for months and months, if not years, and guys like this get away with, you know, ripping off the taxpayers out of millions and billions of dollars, and they don't pay a price at all.
Oh, hey, no, wait, and thanks for calling, but I got to go further with that. Republicans are now down to voting for candidates that are charged and in jail for murdering their wife. This guy, and he admitted to it, so it's not like, I mean, but you want to, really? Oh, it was only for like county board. And he murdered his wife, and y'all know it, and 60 of you went out and voted for him. He took third place, and there were three spaces open. couldn't find anybody better. Couldn't find a serial killer to write in. Wow. I mean, we know they vote for thieves and liars, but, you know, I mean, you think about Trump, you know, calling people from other nations, especially when their skin isn't the same color as, well, nobody's got orange skin, that many anyway, but white skin, okay? I mean, murderers, rapists, thieves, that's the Republican Party. Wow. I mean, there's actually been charges against people in your party for those very things. You guys shrug it off. We'll pray it away.
They shrug off their own words, too.
Jesus forgives.
What do you think about this J.D. Vance character, man? Come on.
Well, I don't think too much of Tim Ryan either. I mean, he's a fake. He's a fraud. Yeah, he's talking it.
Okay, but tell me, how does a guy like Vance say the stuff he said about Trump, and now, and it's all on tape, it's all out there. How does it, like, this is what the party is. They say one thing, and then they just 180 it, and they just act like it never happened. I don't get it, man. How does the voter, the Republican follower, how do they not see that contradiction and think, huh, maybe I shouldn't trust this person or vote for them? Tell me.
At the risk of repeating myself, people don't know that they're stupid. They don't know that they're evil. You know, when you got people calling me, you're socialist, and I go, well, like, you're the opposite of socialism, so I'd say you're for fascism. Yeah, well, you guys had this, and you guys had that, and I'm like, what movie was that in? Because that is not real, man. I mean, even the movies are more factual than you guys are. That's pretty scary. And I have just seen some just, you know, brutal movies about World War II and some of the real heroes, you know, people. Oh, man, that's just these three brothers, you know, and all the Jewish community that they brought into these woods and survived against this. And it was just incredible to watch. I mean, true heroism and bravery, just like Ukraine's doing. But here in America, hell, we're cheering for the Russians in the movie Red Dawn now, apparently. I don't think I'm wrong on this. I think everybody else is. And that reminds me of, you know, the other argument on Facebook. I'm like, you know what causes road rage? Everybody driving like an a-hole, man. People are like, well, you know, when only one person's doing the speed limit, they're the hazard. And I'm like, what? That is really some dangerous thinking there. But they're right. I mean, in a sense, there's no enforcement in this nonsense. But you know what? If I was to drive like that, then I might as well think like this. Well, when people are walking in the street instead of the sidewalk, I'm just going to drive on the goddamn sidewalk. And I'll be back after this break. Rock and roll is free.